Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskadden here, Christian Center, Shreveport. Doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us. We shared a vision we had yesterday about some movement in the earth, and today we're going to talk about the powers and principalities that are making their move and how we must war and rise up to be prepared for what's coming, but also to thwart the plans of the enemy. Regardless of what's going on in the world, let's remember that. We serve an awesome God. Well, God bless you. It's Thursday, the 25th day of May, 2023. And we are moving forward. Our kingdom, our purpose in the kingdom is not shaken. It is standing firm on that foundation, which the Lord has created for us through his death and his resurrection. And that we stand upon. I shared yesterday the vision I had about a volcanic explosion, eruption, and then this move of the glory and God beginning to shake leadership around the world. Now, in the midst of all that, the world, the kings, we read out of Psalms chapter 2, who rise up and think that they can tell God what's going to happen, have risen. And there are some events that have happened recently, just a couple days ago in Europe, and I think it was in Geneva, where they're moving, the World Health Organization and a whole group of people are moving towards something that is very evil. And we're going to talk about that a little bit and pray into that and also how to posture ourselves. But also, I'm watching this. Thank you. So many of you have sent me stuff about the volcano after I prophesied it Sunday. Some things actually started that day, one in Italy, and then the one I'm really watching is the one in Mexico. I really felt there's something on that. I can't say 100%, but I feel like it's a big issue. And again, it's not all about the volcano. It's a triggering. It's a moment in time when God is triggering something. So let me play a little clip here of some news about that and about the second issue, which is the WHO issue, what they're doing, the World Health Organization, and what that means for us and how to pray accordingly. So listen to this quick little report.
And it's time now for Worldview with Matt Rivers, starting in Mexico, where federal authorities are issuing a warning for people living near a volcano. That volcano is spewing gas and ash into the air. Matt, what's the latest?
Yeah, good morning, Diane. It's been a tense couple of days here in the greater Mexico City area because of that volcano. It's called Popocatépetl, which means smoky mountain in the native Aztec language, and it has been smoking quite a bit over the last few days. A number of eruptions sending ash and smoke way up into the sky. A lot of that ash actually falling on nearby communities about 50 miles south where I am in the center of Mexico City on areas like Puebla, for example. But you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people, if not millions of people, being affected. Authorities putting into place a yellow level alert, one step below the red level, which would force a mandatory evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people. We're not quite there yet, but that is on the table. That said, seismic activity overnight did seem to go down, and we have seen this kind of thing happen before, where it hasn't turned into the big one. It's just been a series of mini eruptions as people just go about their business. The big one, according to a volcanologist we spoke to the other day, said it could be tomorrow, could be 2,000 years from now. So, Diane, fingers crossed for those of us who choose to live within 50 miles or so of this volcano.
Fingers crossed indeed. Stay safe, Matt. Meanwhile, in Geneva, the head of the World Health Organization is warning that governments need to prepare for a disease even deadlier than COVID-19. What are you learning about that?
Yeah, so this is just weeks after the WHO formally declared an end to the public health emergency sparked by COVID-19. But the director of the WHO at their annual meeting going on right now in Geneva is basically saying, look, now's not the time to take the foot off the gas. We need to be preparing for the next pandemic that could be even worse. So right now, the member states are currently negotiating reforms to the binding rules that fix their obligations in the event of an international health event. And they're also negotiating a treaty, a pandemic treaty that they hope to get ratified later this year.
Okay, so that's a natural telling us. I thought it was very interesting that the reporter said the name in the Aztec language of that mountain was Smoky Mountain. Now, as you listen to this podcast, if you're listening on the day, 25th day, at sundown in Israel, Pentecost starts. Shavuot starts. What happened on Shavuot in the time of Moses? A smoky mountain, a shift, and the Torah was given, the word was given, the release of the word of God into the earth, so much so that Moses could write the first five books of the Bible. Such revelation came down. Let's believe that this Pentecost, starting tonight, we're going to get that type of download. Look, I know he's Moses, he's special. You're special, I'm special. God can speak to us in that way. So we want to contend for an outpouring of his spirit, that this would be a literal Pentecost, an outpouring, a shaking, whole thing. I'm just saying, I'm not saying 100%, but this could be something very big in the spirit. That would release the other part of the vision that I gave yesterday. If you didn't listen to that, you need to go back. The rolling glory cloud, and to shake the nations and to shake leadership around the world and to bring godly order, or to at least bring his order. Now, remember when we say bring his order, that doesn't mean everything's going to be nice and tidy. It means his order's coming, and everything that needs to be moved, he'll move it. So it could be really wild. Get ready, put your seatbelt on. Something's about to happen in such a special way, and I'm excited about the glory realm. And that's how we posture ourselves. We prepare for the glory. In the midst of chaos, we prepare for that. Now, the second report there, which he talked about, the World Health Organization that met in Geneva with the world leaders from everywhere around the world. And I've listened to a report from a former Congresswoman, Michelle Buckman, who talked about it. And as he did that, I want to say this in a special way, that we have to be alert of the spirit of Antichrist, not to be ignorant of the schemes of the devil. He said this, the reporter did. Now, they're trying to deny. They did say that they're trying to create a worldwide treaty on this issue. They don't have the legal precedence to do such a thing, but they're going to do it anyway. And former Congressman Bachman said that they would say treaty in the meeting, and then they'd try to correct their words. But everybody knows it's a treaty. It has 300 type amendments on it. And they say that nobody, she said, she's at the meeting, she said that nobody is challenging the amendments. It's just going to be verbatim. Whatever they say, they're going to do it. Now, what this does, it's going to create a worldwide pandemic rules, if you want to call it that way, of what's going to happen. You thought COVID rules were crazy. The stuff that they're putting in there, and we don't know what all 300 of them are yet, but the things that they're putting in there are going to be, they have to be, we know this, at least equal to, and if not worse. We know the world spirit, the one world spirit, and that's what this is about. And she declares she's a strong believer, spirit-filled believer. This worldwide spirit, which is that new world order, I gave the word Sunday. I heard our former President Bush say this, the older gentleman, older Bush. I heard him say this in my vision. There's a new world order. And then this thing came down, and they're trying to create a new world order, which is that all the nations of the world will capitulate, and America is in line with it. Other nations are all in line with it. There's no questioning going on whatsoever concerning what they're putting together. And implementation may be a little bit more difficult, but we saw COVID shut the world down at some level. That was a test run for what they're planning. Now, here's the thing. The director of the WHO, he didn't name a disease or virus. He said it's just going to be virus X. Just make you fill in the blank. He might as well say we're going to come up with one. I'm here to sound an alarm right now. We've got to pray in the spirit to stop this nonsense. this thing that wants to control us and put us into this alignment with the world order and globalism. It's all about this. Most believe climate issue will be the big issue. Some pandemic's going to come. In other words, there'll be the volcano could be tied to this, things like that, because it'll create a pollution issue. And so they're going to create a pandemic rule, which is that when this is happening, you can't do this, you can't do that, whatever. It can be anything. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying that's what thus saith the Lord. But when they're going to have climate days where the pollution's too bad, everybody has to stay inside. You can't drive. You can't do anything. This is where we're headed, folks. This is an antichrist spirit. And as I said to you yesterday, I had a dream many years ago. It was more than a dream. It was an encounter. I felt like I was actually translated, like in the spirit. President Bush at that time, he was part of this New World Order thing, was part of a movement of the antichrist spirit being released in the earth. Not that he's evil, but the things that he was working with and the things he's working through was causing that to happen. And so I think all this is tied for me. I'm tying the knot together here, but I'm seeing all the dots that are connecting in what I saw, what I heard, and what's coming down. I think these two events, this volcano and this treaty that they're trying to put down for pandemic, are somewhat tied together. This shaking that's going to come. The world is trying to bring its own order, and God says, I'm bringing my own order. So in the midst of the COVID crisis, God did some amazing things. He changed the world in a new way. Ministries got elevated. Other ones got taken down. God used that to shake out which was him and which wasn't of him. He can use whatever circumstance this world throws at the world and say, I can turn it for good. So in Psalms 2, we read it yesterday. The kings of the earth take their stand, and the rulers of take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying. Now, I want to say this. They got together. They took their stand. They got counsel together this weekend in Geneva. And now they're saying what they think the world should operate under in a crisis. So in order for the world, the one world order to function, they need a crisis. They can't function outside crisis. When there's peace and prosperity and joy and happiness in the people, they can't control them. So they have to create a crisis. And those in the nations, our Democratic Party says this, never let a crisis go to waste. In other words, use it to your advantage to push your ideology, your political agenda. Don't let it slide by. Take advantage of it. And that's what this scripture says, against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. In other words, we don't want a system that allows tribes and tongues, nations. We don't want a system that allows freedom of speech, freedom of religion. We want to be able to control your coming and your going. That's what the spirit of the world wants, the Antichrist spirit. But here's the best part, guys. The fourth verse of Psalms chapter 2. He who sits in the heavenlies, in the heavens, laughs. The Lord scoffs at them, and he will speak with them in his anger and terrify them in his fury, saying, but as for me, I have installed my king upon Zion, on my holy mountain. What's that mountain? That mountain of the Lord, that one that shook, the one that has smoke, and that God came down with his word at Pentecost with, and the same thing he did in that upper room. I will surely tell of the decree of the Lord. He said to me, you are my son, and today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will surely give you the nations as your inheritance, and the very ends of the earth your possession. And what I got out of that vision I gave was the glory is going to come, and God is going to begin to remove things that need to be removed and bring a glory cloud, a glory spirit realm, and bring awakening, bring revival, bring a harvest so that we can come to Jesus. And we say, Jesus, here's your inheritance. This is what you died for. And obviously Zion's one of the big things, Israel. We're in the Isaiah 62 fast, praying for that inheritance, that he has what he died for, the reward of his suffering. So Lord, we thank you. I just want to thank the Lord right now that in the midst of this chaos, he's going to show himself mighty, as the scripture says. Because why? He installed his king upon Zion, upon that holy mountain. Not another king, the King of Kings. the Lord of Lords. That's what he has installed, and we get to experience that. And we're going to be in the glory realm. Now, let me, as we close today, prepare you. Posture yourself in peace. Peace is the potting soil of revelation. Trust the Lord. Look at this as an opportunity to turn something evil for good. And that God would raise up a people that would be strong in this hour and show forth his might. We've got to learn to run right now, because they're coming into that thicket, that Jeremiah 12 passage I did last week. Father, prepare us how this house, this 318 house, these people that are fighting with us to contend for your purposes in the earth. And we say, God, this Antichrist spirit can do what it's going to do, because it's not our Christ. You are. You are the king that was installed upon Zion, upon the holy mountain of the Lord. And Lord, you laugh at what these kings are trying to do. And we stand in that joy of your laughter. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. Well, God bless you. Come back tomorrow for our Supernatural Friday. Well, thanks again for listening each and every day on these daily podcasts on one of these platforms. Please, many of you are new to our podcast, so please share it with your friends. If you like an episode, just share it with them and ask them to subscribe and join what God's doing here through Christian Center Shreveport. We are still in our Isaiah 62 fast. Keep pressing into that. Go to our website, ChristianCenterStreveport.com. You can slide down there and click on that. Also, you can look at all that we do on our app. Download that on your phone. You can give there as well as on the website. God bless you. See you tomorrow.